This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Lily Haight with local news for February 9th, 2022. Jefferson County Public Health reported 24 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. This brings our total case count since the beginning of the pandemic up to 2,777. There are currently 137 active cases in isolation, and 5 Jefferson County residents are hospitalized. Public Health reported 1 new death yesterday, bringing our total to 24. The individual was a male in their 60s who was unvaccinated and had chronic medical conditions. As always, you can find the most up-to-date case count at the Jefferson County Public Health website or the Jefferson County, Washington Government Facebook page. Now for an update on the Cook Avenue construction project called the Trail Crest Development. The City Council voted unanimously Monday night to approve the final plat alteration for Division 2 and 3 of the Trail Crest project. This vote was described by City Planner John McDonough as purely administrative, as the Council has no power to change any aspect of the development project, which was set in stone in 2011 by a hearings examiner who approved the developer's permits. In other words, it's much too late to change anything about the project, which McDonough said could be completed by the end of February. The first phase of development, including building Trail Crest Road and 14 parcels to build houses on. The road sat empty for some time until last year when the first house went up. That house sold for over $700,000. The second and third phases of the project include the construction of 58 total lots. The lots vary in size, but none are smaller than 10,000 square feet. In total, the Trail Crest site is roughly 48 acres, with about 15 acres set aside as open space. This phase of the project only includes installing infrastructure for the development, which does include installing a sidewalk on that particular section of Cook Avenue. After that is complete, Richmond American Homes will begin building houses on the parcels. As Mayor David Faber explained at the meeting Monday night, whatever codes happen to be in place when a developer gets a permit for a project, those are the building codes that the developer gets to stick with as they complete the project. On top of that, McDonough explained that our city uses a hearings examiner to determine whether a permit can be approved for a project like this one. That takes the power away from the City Council, who might make decisions for political reasons, and open the city up to potential lawsuits. Therefore, as concerned neighbors have brought complaints to City Council about this particular project, including the lack of affordable housing it is producing and the potential environmental impacts of building into the bluff on Cook, council members have been rather powerless to do anything about these concerns. Thinking to the future, City Councilmember Ben Thomas asked if there have been any substantial changes made to the city building code since this project's permit was approved. McDonough replied that there haven't been any changes made that would affect a developer from getting a similar permit today. However, the City Planning Commission has enacted a number of changes to things like cottage developments, such as lowering lot size requirements. McDonough did note that it is possible to make changes to code that could require developers to set aside a percentage of their development for affordable housing. The best way to get involved in code changes, he said, is to attend Planning Commission meetings and make suggestions. If you'd like to get a closer look at what the Trail Crest development is going to look like once it's completed, go to the city's website and click on Agendas and Minutes. Under Monday night's agenda, you can find plans for the Trail Crest development. And as a reminder, the section of Cook Avenue between Elmira and Peary Streets is currently closed to through traffic until work on the road is complete at the end of the month. In other housing news, the City Council received about 5 public comments at Monday night's meeting requesting that they update the temporary encampment zoning code so that Pat's Place, a transitional supportive housing village made up of wooden tiny homes on 10th and Rosecrans Streets in Port Townsend, can last longer than the 6 to 8 months that is currently allowed for in the city's code. Pat's Place is the second temporary housing village project taken on by Bayside Housing and a host of community volunteers who built a village of tiny homes for people experiencing homelessness to have a roof over their head. The villages are not meant to be long-term housing solutions, but given the lack of affordable housing in Port Townsend and Jefferson County, it can take longer than 8 months for someone to find a permanent home here. Hedler Dudley Nolet, Director of Development at Bayside Housing, was one of several members of the public who sent in a comment on Monday, urging the City Council to collaborate with the Infrastructure and Development Committee to update the code. The City Council did not act on this at Monday night's meeting, but Mayor Faber noted that he hopes the Council will act on it soon, and his understanding is the City Council is in favor of making those changes. And that's it for today's news. I'm Lily Haight. Thanks for listening.